in the limelight.
As the US government is left scrambling, watching its $2.2 trillion war effort turn out to have meant nothing and seeking to pick up the pieces, it is now behaving very dangerously. The US may not have a physical presence inside of Afghanistan in the future, but the fear is that its economic sanctions may end up being more deadly than its armed forces, says Robert, a Kalish journalist, in an article titled "Freezing Afghanistan's Wealth, U.S. Scrambles to Hit Hard with Soft Power." Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. In keeping with the U.S. administration's pledge to withdraw from America's 20-year war in one of the poorest countries on Earth, the U.S. regime has yet to present any plan for future relations with Afghanistan, as it is reportedly scrambling to freeze Kabul's wealth for fears of it falling into the hands of the Taliban. In the midst of the sudden collapse of Afghanistan's government and the subsequent return to power of the Taliban recently, the U.S. troop presence at Afghanistan's Kabul airport has reportedly increased to 4,500 strong, with a further increase planned to 6,000 in coming days. Having abandoned its embassy in the Afghan capital and vowing to maintain a presence only at the country's airport, the U.S. regime has severely miscalculated the pace at which the country was destined to fall into the Taliban control. An unnamed U.S. official speaking to the Washington Post said, "Any central bank assets the Afghan government have in the United States will not be made available to the Taliban." According to that same report, the U.S. administration has now frozen the assets of Afghanistan, the vast majority of which are not held inside of the nation's own borders. Some 80% of Afghanistan's annual budget is currently funded by the United States and other foreign governments, which may well end now that the Taliban have seized control of the country. In alignment with sanctions in place against the Taliban and Executive Order 13224, any dealings with the Taliban are prohibited. Executive Order 13224 was signed by then-President George W. Bush in the wake of the September 11th attacks and was said to have been designed to restrict financing to U.S.-designated terrorist organizations. This means that for one of the poorest countries on the planet, it may now be even more difficult to bring in international humanitarian aid at a time when the ongoing refugee crisis is expected to escalate. On May 6, 2019, the UN Human Rights Council, commenting on the implementation of sanctions against Iran, Venezuela, and Cuba, stated that the use of economic sanctions by the U.S. government for political purposes violates human rights and the norms of international behavior. It also warned that such actions threaten creation of man-made humanitarian catastrophes of unprecedented proportions. Over the past two decades, successive U.S. administrations have fueled their project in Afghanistan, working to build an Afghan military 300,000 strong, armed with some of the latest in U.S. military equipment. Between 2001 and 2019, the U.S. regime spent $133 billion on its nation building. efforts in Afghanistan. The Taliban now seems to be taking a more pragmatic approach to politics, showing themselves to be more calculated than they previously were. Yet, skepticism is still high as to whether the group will carry through with pledges to maintain peace and to respect the rights of women. As the U.S. regime is left scrambling, watching its $2.2 trillion war effort turn out to have meant nothing, and seeking to pick up the pieces, it is now behaving very dangerously. Having utilized the U.S. Air Force against the Taliban during the past month, now holding back the wealth of Afghanistan, the U.S. regime is taking a much more aggressive approach than that of its rivals. The U.S. regime may not have a physical presence inside of Afghanistan in the future, but the fear is that its economic sanctions may end up being more deadly than its armed forces.